Ja, we gaan voor Ramadan een Ramadan edition doen. Dat wil zeggen, het is de maand waarin de Koran naar beneden viel. En het boek dat de behoeftigen troost in hun lijden en de begunstigden herinnert aan dankbaarheid. Een maand waarin sadaka een ongekende waarde heeft. Een maand van verbroedering. De maand die van grote waarde is voor de gever en hij die de sadaka ontvangt. De maand waar elk hart uit elke hoek van de wereld naar verlangt. Ja, ons Ramadan-programma draait om het delen van onze iftartafel met behoeftigen, in dit geval op een Grieks eiland, in Kamp Fatih. Ramadan, de maand van ongekende zegeningen. We zullen tussen 13 april en 12 mei zo'n €500 gaan ophalen. En dan op de dag van Hemelvaart, de dag van het suikerfeest, dat hopelijk te kunnen uitdelen.
Nou, sterker nog.
Laten uitverdelen, ja? Ja?
Ik stel voor dat we dat dan gezamenlijk gaan vieren, dat suikerfeest. Of Hemelvaart, of allebei.
Ja, precies.
We maken gewoon een powerful webjam. Dat hebben we vaker gedaan, dat kan. Toen Beirut werd gebombardeerd door, weet ik veel wie, toen hadden we ook in de waag een webjam. Onder het motto, galas, genoeg is genoeg. Maar dat terzijde, dat is het event wat we nog moeten organiseren. Dus het begin is nu eigenlijk, als Kimberly en ik het eens zijn over de definitieve attitude jegens de kameraden op het eiland, dan gaan we misschien vanavond al op de Facebookpagina en op de websites de actie die we nu eigenlijk al lanceren nog even online zetten. Alles is online.
Ja.
Jezus.
Ja, Jezus.
Trouwens, maar nu is Ingeborg weg.
En ik wil graag Izzy Kee bellen en die ander. Omdat we om 9:00, dat is over 9 minuten...
Ja, jij bent de baas. Zeg maar
een Amerikaan alweer in de show moet hebben. Ja, ik ga Izzy Kee wel even appen. En die andere, Thompson, is een nieuwe. Hè? Die moet je leggen even uit wie Thompson is, terwijl ik Izzy Kee bel.
Nou, Thompson is de... Zal ik het zeggen? Ja. Kimball, wil je even, even muten, weet je wel? Mute.
Kan. Ik ga jullie sowieso wegzetten. Als ik
hou mijn bek gewoon.
Want je bent ook nog vertragend.
Oh, bedankt, moet je dan zeggen. Lekker dan.
Ja, sorry. Thompson is de... Thompson Iwoma uit Cameroen is de CEO van een NGO die heet Vision Family Association. En die heeft hij eigenlijk... ik weet niet of hij die heeft opgericht vanuit het kamp... Fatih op Samos, of dat hij dat al deed toen hij in Cameroen was. In ieder geval, hij is op een gegeven moment gevlucht en nu zit hij al anderhalf jaar op Fatih. En hij is eigenlijk voetballer, maar hij stuurde mij een verslag van een missie die zijn NGO heeft gedaan. Dus
hallo.
Dat was een van de projecten. Hallo?
Ja, ik heb Izzy Kee ondertussen aan de lijn. Ik ga je even bijdrukken. Hallo.
Oké, dan komen we straks te spreken over de Vision Family Association.
Yeah. Hi, what's up? How are you doing?
Als echte vindingrijke campagnevoerders en mediaactivisten proberen we die banden te smeden, die creativiteit stimuleren. We verkiezen wederkerigheid over liefdadigheid.
Yeah.
We kunnen proberen te
begrijpen
hoe dat leven is op zo'n kamp. Yeah, we luisteren bijvoorbeeld naar de actualiteit in de raps van Izzy Kee.
About this Ramadan donation, if it's possible, you know, it's a good help for us, you know, it's a good step for us, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not really easy as a refugee in a closed camp like this, which is an island, none of us don't work, and plenty of us here don't have a cash card, so it's very difficult, but we try to be strong and observe the holy months. Because that's our right to perform the Ramadan as a Muslim.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, there's Joe. Yeah, Joe's here too.
Mr. Joe.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Izzy Kee, how's life?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm trying to say. Praise God for life. We try to be strong always or something.
Yes. Hey, we just launched the campaign for Ramadan.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. We're here in the situation which is tough and horrible situation, because this month, as a Muslim, you have to be with clean minded to observe the holy months, which in support, if you 100% have your foodstuff, all that, you know. But we are in this situation without any good support, you know. We don't work here, than just in Ireland. We don't have a cash card, you know. It's not easy. We try to observe it. You know, we started today. It's 3 days for the Ramadan.
And then, And when do you break the fast? When is iftar? What time?
We started. I mean, we started observing last Friday. Tuesday. We start Ramadan on Tuesday. Last Tuesday. This Tuesday. Today is 3 days now. This Thursday. Yes. 2 days now.
Is it dark over there?
Come again.
Is the sun gone down already?
Too much sun. These days we have sun now.
You still have sun?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you didn't eat or drink yet all day. Okay. Yeah.
No, we already break the fast now. We already break.
Ah, okay. Okay, yeah, so we can talk.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, about the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We do our best, but I wonder what you can do to make it a success.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. If you're out here listening to this program, this is live from Samos. I'm a victim of this. My name is Ezekiel Kagbo from Sierra Leone, a Muslim. You know, I observe this holy month, and I have the determination to observe it holy, which is 30 days. As you know, we are not working here. You know, it's not easy. So not working, you don't have support to observe the holy month. It's not really easy, but we try to be strong. We manage to each other, but it's not easy. Like the last time on Friday, I discussed with the chief imam here, who's the elder in the mosque that we pray, said, now this is a protest that's coming from Netherlands. Then maybe they will donate for us as a Muslim, particular for us that's not having a cash card. It's not easy. The chief imam said it's good idea, so we hope to receive this goodness. That's what we pray. Anytime we pray for these people that play their own role to support a Muslim brothers. You know, if you're a Muslim or Christian, we are all worshiping one God, so we need this kind of help to help. We are more than 200 in the camp and in the mosque that we pray together. Plenty of us here don't have a cash card again. You know, some of them have to reject. Some of us have a residence permit, you know, so we don't receive money again. You know, but it's not easy, but we try because this is our right to perform this Eid Mubarak as Muslims.
Tell me something. I know life is not easy, but this is easy K. So you can tell me something. You can tell me something about how many people from Samos actually go to the mainland. Can you tell me?
Well, I don't know the amount of people. Like today they do a massive transfer to the mainland, you know, for the people that vulnerable and family members. They give them an open card, so they transfer a lot.
Yeah,
they transfer a lot to the mainland. Yeah, because I understand that is the camp.
I heard about one woman who was delivering a daughter, and she came to a hospital in Athens.
Yeah. It's happening now.
Yeah, okay, you don't know about that.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Okay, well, I think we have two or three busy weeks with Ramadan and with iftar and with organizing the event to celebrate together. You know, we can celebrate together. We can do it together, man. Somehow
We can need I'm saying. The people out here, they have a big hope. At particular, the chief imam, like when this idea came up, he said that's a nice idea. If it's possible, we have this kind of goodness. It should help us in other way. Yes.
Yeah.
Because as you know, maybe you never be in Samos. Try to visit Samos. Try to visit Samos. One horrible camp. You know, it's not really easy.
We still want to bring the cow to the island, you know.
That's what we need, you guys. You know?
That will be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Shall we also for the calling on Samos, you know, Like I'm telling you always, I have a lot of pressure, but people fail to know that this is the nation. But the people that have understanding, I try to tell them that this is the nation. It's not like self promotion. It's a donation from different personalities. So we have to be patient and know people. Even me, like I'm talking to you, my internet will finish tomorrow. You know? Because before we have unlimited subscription. Now it's already finished for our months. From last month, I subscribed. You know, so tomorrow I will out of internet, you know. So we need this internet. We need people out there to support us as a refugee. We are here in a camp that we are not working. It's not really easy, you know. So we need you guys to support greatly.
Okay.
Okay, then. The message is clear. Yes.
We'll fix it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. You want to break out?
Well, as you know now, today is observing the Ramadan. It's Ramadan time, you know.
Okay. Yeah. No breakout. Inshallah.
Okay.
Masalam.
Okay. Aye. Speak to you next week. At the same time.
All that listen to this program, please, guys, support the brothers from your, you know, if you're African or European, you do your own support and your own way. We appreciate you guys with your own effort, Mr. Jovan, and also my DJ right here, Patupu, right? I don't know the DJ's name again.
Bart.
Oh, Bart, yeah. Oh, that's me. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the DJ, yep. Okay.
Okay. See you later. Okay,
see you later. Bye. We also have Thompson on the line, possibly. Are you there, Thompson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Thompson.
Hello.
Yo is also here.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm also
here. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I already introduced you a little bit to our listeners, Thompson, because I explained how you founded your project, your association called Vision Family. I'd like to read from the report about your mission that you sent me today or yesterday, because it is amazing, you know. You write that you visit the Limbe Regional Hospital, which is in Cameroon, not far from Douala on the coast, you know. And on the 25th of August 2020, members of Vision Family embarked on a humanitarian journey to help the sick people at the Limbe Regional Hospital. We started the project. Yeah, I'm just reading from your report, you know, and like you say, you visited the patients where people were staying for months and months, and you took along some basic needs like 10 liters of water, toiletries, bathing soaps, savons, Omo, etc.
Yeah, I'm sorry, correct.
What is Omo?
Yeah, Omo is like. what you can do laundry with.
Okay, it's Omo like we have in Holland. Omo is Unilever. Yeah, that's to wash your clothes.
Yes.
All right, that's the same. Yeah. But you know, when I read this about your visit to the hospital in Limbe in Cameroon, it is just like a humanitarian mission of people coming to the camp on Samos, you know, with some and see some patients who've been there for months, and they give you on the island, they give you some basic needs. It's like a story which is, you know, do you know what I mean? You turn the world around.
We have people in the hospital that have been like for 6 months, but you know, you cannot go to the hospital to help all the patients. There are some patients that they just come from just come to hospital consultation, so you cannot like to see that kind of patient. We go there to meet the doctor. That he should give us like show us patient that they have been here for 6 months, and patient that nobody is taking care for them. So we can see how we can maybe give our help to them.
But you are in the camp in Samos.
Yeah, I have a team in Cameroon.
And you do this in Cameroon?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I have a team in Cameroon that they carry on gun. They do a gun project. Like, since as Ezekiel is here in Greece, you are doing your project here.
I see. Okay, so you kind of the emissary, the delegation of the projects that came. You come to Europe to make the connection.
Yeah, I start the project when I start the organization when I'm in Turkey. Before, yeah,
it's not like okay.
Yeah, I started because when I arrived in Turkey, I understand so many things about life that not because in Africa we believe you help only relative, but I understand that you don't need to even know somebody before you can offer help to that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody outside your family. So,
yeah, so well, what I was growing up, I see with my mother. My mother was like helping people. I see her helping people, giving people gifts. So like I copied that. It was my hobby that I want to have an orphanage. I want to take care of. I want to have my own orphanage and have helping people.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
So I was in Cameroon. So when I was like in my football academy, I was believing in myself that I would go so far that I can be like a professional tomorrow. So I will have money to take care of orphans and the less privileged, the cripples.
So you're also captain of the football team.
Here's a football team.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see. And what is your connection with Ajax?
Ajax?
Yes.
No, I have no connection yet, and I'm praying like for me to have a manager or somebody that can maybe make me away, because this life, I understand that we need each other, we need people, we need to meet people that can help. And we need to help people too.
Yeah.
So I have no connection yet. I don't know if maybe.
I hear you.
Because of situation, yeah.
I hear you.
Okay. But I'm still keeping training. No matter the camp, I don't look the situation in the camp. I see myself ahead. I don't look around me. I only look at my future. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Let's find out what we, how we connect. Maybe I can say, hey, Andre Onana, we have a guy who wants to know you, you know? You never know. He has nothing to do anyway. He cannot play.
Yeah, if like that, it would be my joy. My joy is like for someone to connect me with the club and to see how I can even do like a trial to, yeah. That's the greatest thing somebody can do for me.
Yeah. Well, maybe start with the video and then we show it here.
Okay, then I'll send you the video.
Yeah, what is your special trick? What is your special trick?
Yeah, I'm a winger.
A winger, okay. So you're a fast runner.
Yeah, I'm a smart runner.
All right. Okay. Now let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a message for the listeners to finish the story now?
Any question maybe you guys want to ask, I'll answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. What do you want me to say? I'll give myself to you.
Okay. If people have a question, I will put them through. And if you want, people can talk with you. I can give their, I can give them your number if you like, if they have something useful for you. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay by me. Oh, I appreciate it.
All right. We talk later again. Take care.
Thanks so much for your time. I'm happy. Please. Thanks so much.
Okay, man.
Peaceful night.
Speak to you next week.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wat poesie is, zoals je mentioned. Activiteit, activisme, kunst.